Jennifer Himmelsbach takes a break from moving furniture to smoke a cigarette on the stairs leading up to Ruthie House. There's a tattoo of a little girl on her arm. She says that's her daughter, who's now in college.
I tell her, I'm like, I want to be just like you when I grow up because she's so amazing.
Himmelsbach says she's been clean from methamphetamine for a few weeks now.
I feel like I got too many people rooting for me and helping me out that it would be just such a shame if I, you know, did anything different than what I'm doing.
From today onwards, she'll be paying $420 a month for a bed in Ruthie House. The third sober living home Tracy Jordan and Casey Keith have established in Billings since April for people recovering from drugs and alcohol. The three homes that make up Sober Beginnings are not licensed treatment centers, and their owners are not counselors, but they offer peer support in a living environment clear of drugs and alcohol in a part of the state that's seen a drastic rise in substance abuse in the past decade. One recent report noted that Billings Clinic alone saw a 130% increase in substance abuse-related visits over the past 2 years. Jordan says potential tenants need to find a job and join a 12-step recovery program with a sponsor.
Those are the requirements of living in the house besides no stealing, no drinking, and no using, because those are automatic removals.
Removals aren't uncommon because relapse rates are high, around 40 and 60%, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. If a person does relapse, Keith says, they may end up at one of Billings' shelters.
If they're using or drunk, and they don't have any place, they'd have to go to the crisis center. They have to be sober to go into the men's or women's mission.
Jordan and Keith say they fill up the 12 beds in each of the gender-specific homes pretty quickly. Some of those people come from the Rimrock Foundation, a treatment center in Billings. Coralie Schmitz is chief operating officer at Rimrock and says one concern for sober homes in the area is the lack of follow-up when a tenant does relapse. She says sober homes in Billings would serve their clients better if they collaborated.
So they can keep tabs on each other and help each other, and if one person isn't a good fit at one house, they can transfer them to another house and just work together instead of just this pop-up everywhere.
Other providers see a lack of resources to support people while they transition back into daily life after seeking inpatient recovery. Benjamin Miller is a strategist with Wellbeing Trust, a national foundation dedicated to mental health. He says sober homes are based on 12-step program models like Alcoholics Anonymous and effective for certain populations. But he also stresses the need to combine a sober living situation with treatment.
If Montana were serious about addressing mental health and addiction, then we would figure out tight ways to coordinate around certain entry points like a sober house. But we would not stop there. We would look at connecting it back to the broader healthcare system, to other treatment that sometimes, unfortunately, very difficult for people to obtain.
Miller says long wait times for enrollment and lack of insurance coverage are barriers to treatment. He calls sober living one step in the trajectory of recovery. Casey Keith and Tracy Jordan with Sober Beginnings say the homes fill a need in Billings that otherwise isn't being addressed. Both women have struggled with addiction themselves. Like some of their tenants, they've been in and out of jail. They say they were nervous about organizing a sober home. They wanted to know if local organizations would refer people to them if they did establish one. Keith says they talked to parole officers, pre-release centers, correctional facilities, and the Rimrock Foundation.
All kinds of people, you know, to see if we had their support.
Which they did, she says. They opened the first of the three homes a few months ago as an Oxford house, part of a nationwide recovery home network. Jordan says they chose to branch out into a separate organization with the next two houses so that they could set their own guidelines.
We were like, let's just do it because we need it and the community needs it, so.
They say if the first three houses go well, they may look into establishing more. They also say they're working toward becoming a nonprofit. A former version of the story aired in the name of the third sober home. Its correct name is Ruthie House. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.